Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Some local dancers have qualified for the World Championships. What's involved and how did they get there? Let's go in depth with Teresa Mott and Natalie Job with the Teresa Mott School of Dance, Knoxville. Well, Natalie, there's a lot of happy girls in town this week, the last couple of weeks, haven't there been?
Yes, we're really excited for how the girls did at their competitions this year.
And this is competition for the world, right?
Yeah, they did qualify two routines for the world's competition in Secaucus, New Jersey.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Well, how does that make you feel, Teresa? It's your dance school, after all.
Right. Well, I can't take a lot of credit for this. Natalie is the competition instructor, and so she's worked with the girls all year, and I'm very, very proud of all of them.
Well, what's involved in a competition, and how do you get the girls good enough to be, you know, to qualify for the worlds?
That's a huge question. There's a lot involved in competition. They train all year. We start the dance season in September, and they train the first half of the year just in the studio, and then the last half of the year we actually compete. So they have to be ready with their performances a lot earlier than the recital dancers do. So that's a bit of a challenge. We do costuming. We do accessories, certain shoes and all that. And then they have to take everything they learn here and add a performance and an entertainment factor and perform that on the stage and win the judges' hearts.
Win the judges' hearts. That's great. I love that.
We even had a routine that got a Judges' Choice Award at the second competition 2 weekends ago. So they really definitely did win their hearts.
Wow. And so by routine, what do you mean? You have to explain this to me. What's a routine?
The routine is going to be one song, one number that they dance to in each group. I have two competition groups. Each one had three routines that they did, a jazz, a lyrical, and a hip-hop.
I know what jazz and, and hip-hop are. What's the lyrical?
Lyrical is kind of a ballet-style type of dance that is more telling the story of the lyrics. It's less focused on ballet technique and more focused on the musicality and the way that the dancer tells the story.
Okay, where does the choreography come from?
Me.
So all the dance competitions that we see with the Teresa Mott School of Dance, the choreography comes from the instructor, is that right?
Yes, absolutely. We do all of our choreography right here in the studio. So all the instructors write their own routines, rewrite it, redo it, change it. They choose the music. So that is just all done in our studio.
Well, and it changes all the time, right? You have to have contemporary music for the contemporary girls, at least for part of it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
It does change all the time. A lot of times when the girls are doing solos or duets, they will bring songs to Natalie, and she will help decide whether that's appropriate or not. Usually they'll come up with several songs, and then Natalie has the last choice in whether or not they use that music for their solos or duets in competition.
Okay, and so how does it work in your mind? How do you get integrate the music with the dance steps with the talent that you have?
Oh, man, another big question. That's just something that as a dance teacher you have to have a little bit of a vision for. You have to be able to hear the music and envision the piece that you want to create for it and then make that happen with the dance talent pool that you have. And that can be challenging sometimes. We have so many different talent levels at our studio. Some girls are very advanced and have done competition before. Some girls, this was their first year ever stepping on a stage to be judged. So we have to figure out how to accommodate everybody and make that vision translate to the judges and the audience.
Okay, and so some of the girls do more complex mm-hmm. steps. Is that what you call them?
Yeah, okay. We sure can.
I'm sure there's a very complex nomenclature that you can't even begin.
And most dance terminology is the French ballet terminology, so really? It's a lot of French wording that we talk about in class as far as their steps go.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Teresa Mott and Natalie Job with the Teresa Mott School of Dance. And so in your head, you're probably driving down the highway listening to a song, and you're probably making dance steps.
Every time. If music is on, and I'm not the only one, our other instructors here, every choreographer, when you're hearing music, you're choreographing, you're not listening.
Wow, you too, huh?
Yes, me too. I will say, you know, a lot of studios do use other choreographers in their studios. They hire choreographers to do all their routines. And we're really fortunate. We've got a group of extremely talented instructors here who are very talented in a lot of arenas and are able to write all of our routines themselves, which I think is important. I always did that, and I think it's an important piece of an instructor's responsibility to our students.
Well, yeah, if you don't know how to do it, you can't teach the kids how to do it, then they can't be teachers of it, right?
Right. And I think that adds also to respect to the teacher. If you're able to choreograph successful hip-hop and then turn around and also choreograph a successful lyrical routine, those are two very different styles. So for the girls to be able to learn all of that in one place from one person is just makes everything easier for the studio. It's more valuable for their lessons.
Well, I'll just say it's probably a good thing that we're through the heavy metal era, right?
Yes. Oh, you'd be surprised what you hear at competitions.
Okay. I mean, because there can be some fun stuff with hip-hop and
lyrical
and jazz, but the heavy metal just, yeah, well.
You'd be surprised. You would be surprised.
Okay. And so this is a big intellectual endeavor for the teachers, right, putting this together. It's
yes.
like writing a short story, a chapter in a book, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then do you write it all down?
I have my choreography book. You can see if you want to. Do you want me to grab it?
Would I understand it?
For a while. No, probably not. Everybody does it different. Some choreographers do by groups or by students, some do by counts, some do by lyrics, so I kind of combine all of those and I type it out on my computer and then print it out and keep it in a book here so that I can always refer back to it.
Is it difficult coaching the girls that are at different levels?
Yeah, it's not difficult to coach them. It's difficult to coach them all in a way that benefits all of them. We don't have a ton of time to be able to focus on each girl in the class when we're teaching. They only have about an hour a week to learn their competition routines. So you have to be able to coach in a way that everybody's going to understand and benefit from equally. And that can be a challenge sometimes.
And I think that's one benefit, as Natalie said earlier, you have girls that have different abilities. And if you've choreographed the routine, you have the ability also to change up the routine a little bit to fit whatever's happening in your classroom at the time.
Okay, I just figured they all came like in a song, you know, like a song will come in a song book or something like that.
No.
I bet other places do a lot. Well, do something like, I bet they don't intellectualize it and do it like you all do.
Some studios use the same routines year after year, and they might have that group do the same routine throughout their time at the studio. They might have that same age group. As groups grow older, they might have that age group always do this routine. Or like Teresa said, they'll hire out a choreographer. Maybe their instructors can teach tap, jazz, ballet, but they don't know hip-hop. So they'd hire somebody to do hip-hop for their whole studio or something, which is just an extra cost then to the studio. And once that instructor or choreographer leaves and has taught that routine, the girls don't have that source to go back to if they have questions. So it's nice when you can have the same instructor do everything.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Teresa Mott and Natalie Jobe with the Teresa Mott School of Dance. How has dance changed since you first started doing it, Teresa?
Oh my goodness, it's changed a lot. I started 43 years ago, and some things are just the same. The little ballerinas running in so excited for class and giving their instructors hugs and all of that is very much the same. Competitions change dance a lot throughout the years. When I used to compete 40 years ago, it was very different than it is now. I would say that dance has become more competitive. Dance used to be more about just coming, gaining poise, doing it for fun, being confident on stage, gaining self-esteem. Now it's more like a sport than it used to be.
Is that good or bad?
I don't know. I see a little bit of both. I still feel like the most important thing that we do in the studio is give the kids self-confidence, self-esteem, let them be able, whatever they choose to do in their career, to walk on a stage, talk in front of people, and be comfortable doing so.
And I've been saying girls all along. Have I been wrong? Are there any guys doing it?
We do just have girls right now, but there are many male dancers in competition.
And they would be welcome, I presume.
Oh, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, they add an entirely different element for the choreographer and instructor, because there's so many things that male dancers can do with more strength that female dancers aren't always able to pull off. So they're always welcome in any studio.
Absolutely.
But we just don't have any at this moment.
Okay. Not a part of boy culture here, I guess.
Probably not as much as in some bigger cities.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do the girls get out of it? What do they get out of it? What's the big deal?
I think something that's really important, like Teresa was just saying, is kind of the life skills that they get out of it, aside from just learning their routines. Competition teaches them how to be a good sport, even though you might not be the winning person, how to gracefully lose sometimes or not place first, how to step on a stage knowing that you're going to be critiqued and take the critiques constructively and be able to apply that to what you're doing and not take it in a personal way, which prepares them to be told no in their lives, which they're going to get told, even though we don't always like to say that to them. So learning how to be confident on stage, how to step in front of a bunch of strangers, and like you were saying, either speak if they need to accept an award or just perform, that can be super intimidating for really young people, really people of any age.
Right.
Well, this competition, you were telling me, to get to the Worlds, to qualify for the Worlds, it was at Hy-Vee Hall. It must have been, I'm guessing, thousands of girls, and somehow...
Oh, yeah. It was an all-weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday competition. So our categories were just over Friday evening and Saturday, but there were tons of other people there, even when we weren't. The competition itself is one that is a national competition. They travel all across the country and do a lot of different... They do worlds, they do a lot of different, they have about 7 competitions that they host. So the one we went to was just one brand of that. And all of their competitions travel nationwide. So it was a big organization, big event.
Mm-hmm. Well, the travel has to be good for the girls too. You were telling me something about a competition coming up in Omaha, right? And there's
this summer, yes, there is a convention in Omaha that's both competition and workshop, where the girls can take classes, the instructors can take classes, and learn what's new and up and coming in the industry from people that are working in it currently.
And so they can be exposed to different coaches and maybe learn something a little bit different.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yes, they'll take a different class every hour for 3 days, and they bring in teachers from around the world. You know, some that the children might be sort of informed with. Like last year, there was an instructor that won So You Think You Can Dance, and all the kids knew who he was, and they were so excited that they could go take class from him. But it's also, you know, ballerinas and professional people that come in, and it's a great experience. You probably have exposure to maybe 15 to 20 teachers that are at the top of their categories, and the kids will actually get to take classes from them.
Wow, some of the best in the world.
Right. It's a great learning experience, and I like this opportunity because the kids can learn, the teachers learn. I learn something every time I go, and they can also compete if they choose to do that. And I think that would be an honor for our kids who qualified for Worlds to be able to go and compete at Dance Olympus in Omaha.
So when the girls learned that they qualified, how did they react?
Well, when they learned they qualified at the competition, they thought it was just for nationals. We didn't really understand that we had actually qualified for Worlds. So it was later that evening when I was looking over all of our honors from the day and our awards and discovered that it was actually Worlds instead of nationals that we qualified for. So I have a page on Facebook that I communicate with the dancers and the parents through and said, you guys, it's actually a bigger deal than we thought it was. So we had a parent meeting with everybody to discuss how much of an honor that was for our girls and what we were going to do about it. It wasn't something we expected to run into this first year that I've been coaching, and that some of these girls, they've never competed before. So we expected to build up a little more over time.
And actually, all of the routines that the girls took to this competition qualified for nationals. Two of the routines qualified for worlds. And also, Natalie's not going to say it, but she also won an award for choreography at this competition, so I'll pat her on the back.
Well, and so everybody has just been elevated. Now they're going to take it to the next level, huh?
Yeah, we're very excited. My brain is already in next year's classes. I've started all the choreography and engineering how that music's going to work and stuff. So our recital's coming up in just a couple of weeks, and that pretty much wraps up our season. So we are ending the season on a really high note. It's a really exciting time for the girls, for the studio, and we're very excited for next year to see what happens.
Yes, for sure. We're excited. May 7th is our recital. We're going to have two shows at the Knoxville Performing Arts Center, one at 2 p.m. and one at 7 p.m. It's free to the general public, and we'd love everybody to come.
And come see some of the best dancers in the world.
Absolutely, in the world. Our competition teams, of course, will be performing along with all of our other studio dancers. So we'll have a big day that day. We look forward to it.
Thanks to Teresa Mott and Natalie Jobe for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.